Now, let's go back to earlier on in the week when we were discussing Hurricane Gustav on the programme. We spoke to a number of people over in the southeast coast of America who are affected by this. We spoke to Patty O'Sullivan from Waterville, and they were really being hit hard in Baton Rouge. And then we spoke to Father Paddy Mockler, who's in, He was in Biloxi. And it wasn't as bad as they expected there. And then that led on to other things. We spoke to Roland Feely, who's a climatologist. Spoke to him on the programme, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday. And we were asking him, you know, should Irish people here fear in this country for, you know, the likelihood of hurricanes, tornadoes, etc.? And he was saying, not really. But then we spoke to Norman Keane, who's from Galway. And you may remember reading about that tornado that hit Carraro in Galway back in 1999. Well, Norman Keane was one of the victims of that. His mobile home was absolutely torn from the ground, ripped up in shreds, and he was building a cottage close by, and that cottage was absolutely destroyed as well, and both he and his partner had to be taken to hospital as a result of the injuries they received in this tornado, which came from nowhere, really. And after that programme, there was a gentleman called me here in Kerry, asked me not to mention who he was, but he was saying that a few months ago, he remembered reading something very interesting that Tom Blake had to say. Now, Tom Blake is experimental officer with the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies. And he was so interested and so concerned by what Tom Blake had to say, he actually contacted Tom Blake as well. And he believed that so should we, and we have. And Tom is on the line. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, firstly, for joining us on the programme. Let me go back to what Roland Feely had to say on the programme on Wednesday. I was putting it to him, you know, the likelihood of us ever experiencing a hurricane here, and he said unlikely because, well, the three ingredients, warm tropical oceans, light winds and moisture. Now, we have plenty of the moisture, we have the light winds, but very unlikely we're going to experience warm tropical oceans. So we won't experience a hurricane here. How true is that?
Well, I must have been a bit straight off that I'm a seismologist. I'm more interested in earthquakes and tsunamis than I am in hurricanes, but I guess that question would probably be best answered by your Met people in Valencia. But certainly, I mean, I suppose there are always freak occasions when things occur. I mean, there's an anecdotal evidence in relation to Iha Angui Mór, which people talked about back in the 1800s, the night of the big wind, yeah? Mm-hmm. But whether that was a hurricane that was experienced or not in Ireland, I wouldn't be in a position to state. I'm more concerned with what happens, we'll say, with earthquakes and the results of earthquakes.
Okay, and how likely are they here in this country?
Well, we do get earthquakes in Ireland all the time, especially in the area from Wexford across the Irish Sea to Anglesey and also up in the north in Donegal. But our main concern is what happens in the Atlantic, where you can have earthquakes of magnitude 6, for instance. And while in living memory there hasn't been a tsunami that affected the south coast, there certainly was one as a result of the Great Lisbon earthquake in 1755 on November 1st, which was very catastrophic in Lisbon, but which actually caused a tsunami on the south coast of Ireland, and the waves that reached Ireland at that time, I think, have been recorded in the Freeman's Journal as being about a metre or a metre and a half in height.
So how far off the west coast, I presume, do we have to go to witness those monster waves?
Well, I mean, the waves themselves are a result of the earthquakes that have shallow earthquakes, right? But I'm just giving that as an example of one which did generate a tsunami. But all the time along the mid-Atlantic ridge, you know, that great crack that goes from Iceland right down the middle of the Atlantic? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are earthquakes all associated with that, you know, sort of maybe you could have 6 or 7 in a month, and they would be of a magnitude 6 or 6.5 even sometimes. So, you know, we do need to be concerned about the strength of those earthquakes, when they occur, where they occur, how deep they are, and try to monitor them as best we can. But, of course, the monitoring is a problem for us here in Ireland.
Okay, that leads me on to my next question. To what extent do we have the technology to monitor those?
Well, I'm afraid we're falling very far behind our European colleagues in this regard. Valencia started recording first in 63, and then it went digital in the 90s, and we in Dublin started the seismic network in 78. But at the moment, we have a station on loan from Germany in the Dublin Mountains, and then we have a station in Valencia as well. We need to be getting data in real time to be able to respond quickly to any events that need to be signalled as being important to the relevant authorities. And I'm afraid we haven't really reached that stage yet, and we do need to.
And the appropriate technology, now, I don't know, but I was talking to this gentleman during the week who said that it's not that costly.
Well, actually, we put in a submission to the government for 6 of these seismic stations, as we call them, to distribute them throughout the country, that would monitor the Atlantic and would monitor earthquakes activity all over the world, in fact. And that basic cost, we estimated, for the whole stations combined with somebody to work them, would be €750,000, which is what we put in for into the government.
And what response did you get?
Well, actually, as it happened, there was a group being formed as a result of the tsunami in Sumatra in 2004, and this group is called the Northeast Atlantic and Mediterranean Tsunami Warning Group. So there is a group actively investigating how best to develop a response system for the North Atlantic, and the government decided then to wait until these people furnished their report to see what action they would take. Now, the report has been furnished and given to the government, and I think it's on the government's desk. We would like to hear at what stage the proposal for funding has got to. One delay is the nomination, if you like, of a country to be the regional operator. And at the moment, Ireland is one possibility, England is another, Belgium, the Netherlands, France. So that's probably the stumbling block at the moment, waiting to see who's going to be nominated as the regional sort of guardian, if you like, of the system. But that, having said that, we still need our system in place anyway.
When it comes to earthquakes and tsunamis, how concerned should people be in this country now, and what areas of the country are likely to be hit if that happens, and we hope not?
Well, I mean, Ireland is in a position in the Northeast Atlantic, and we're surrounded by the North Atlantic and on the west, of course, by going across to America, and the south by the Caribbean, and also by the area of the Azores, where strong earthquakes do occur. So really, as an island nation, we should be concerned about monitoring accurately and with all available means, the responses of what goes on in the ocean. After all, we monitor the weather there as well. So, this is just another extension, if you like, of environmental monitoring. It is important, in my view, that we, as a national sovereign nation, have our own monitoring system, independent of any other nation, to be able to give us that information.
And what about global warming? What part, if any, has this to play in all of that?
It's a question that often comes up, in fact, when I visit people or give lectures in schools or whatever to transition your students. And we have to categorically say there's no such thing as earthquake weather. So, I mean, these earthquakes will happen statistically every year, a certain amount of them, independent of the weather. So I can't see any relationship between global warming and earthquake activity or tsunamis.
Would it be fair to say that there's a lot happening out there fairly close to our shores that we're unaware of?
Well, certainly we see earthquakes occurring along that mid-Atlantic ridge and to the south in the Azores. And we would feel happier as seismologists if we could monitor that more accurately in real time and feel confident that our system could deliver for us the information that we need to give to government or to, police force agencies to respond in whatever manner is appropriate in the event of something happening. But, I mean, you know, obviously, as I say, in living memory, there hasn't been a tsunami, but they have occurred in the past.
And at present, how is it possible to monitor them in any shape or form if they are happening out there?
Well, at the moment, we have, as I say, just the 2 stations, and that gives us only a rough idea of where the events are occurring. So that would be our request, that we give us more equipment so that we can monitor more accurately to give more reliable information to the agencies that need it to respond appropriately.
So we should be concerned, not sitting back and saying, oh, this only happens in the United States, it's not going to happen here.
Yes, I would think that it's a very small price to have to pay to have a monitoring agency that will deliver real-time data at an internationally accepted standard. After all, remember, it took a great tsunami in the Indian Ocean for people to be responded into action. Now, when again another tsunami will occur, it could be 10 years' time, it could be 100 years' time. It's a bit like, I guess, closing the gate when the horse has bolted. Why should we wait for a disaster to spur us into action?
Okay. Tom Blake, Experimental Officer with Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies. Thank you very much for joining us on the Thursday programme this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Bye-bye.